Happy Saturday, everyone, and welcome to the good news for December 13th. This is Jefferson Weaver from ColumbusCountyNews.com and WTXY, coming to you with some of the stories you might have missed in your very own backyard, but things you really need to know about. The good news is brought to you in part by Joe's Wrecker Service and Used Parts, 285 Vincent Boulevard in Whiteville. Call 910-640-7925 or 910-642-6242. Joe and company will take care of you. If you're broke down, if you're in a wreck, you just need to get pulled somewhere, give them a call. They're good folks. Now, if your church, civic group, or association has live nativities, Christmas markets, plays, fundraisers, or events going on, and you'd like to get them in the good news, we're happy to help you out. Send them to Crystal Faircloth at ColumbusCountyNews.com, and we'll get them out there for you absolutely free. Now, before we get into our Christmas events, we got to give a shout-out to our Good Samaritans this week. Creek Hyatt and his Eagle Scout group added a new addition to the Lake Waccamaw Dam last week. It's one of my favorite places. The boys worked hard to put up a swing for visitors from the area to enjoy. Thanks, fellas. You brought a little more beauty to our area. This is the weekend to get into the Christmas spirit, ladies and gentlemen. Let me tell you, we have got parades. We've got visits with Santa Claus. We've got all kinds of good stuff going on. So let's just start it off with this morning. The Columbus County Farmers Market Christmas event is going on from 9 until 7. Carolina Country Cruisers will have a car show from 9 until 1. Edgewood Chorus is going to be performing at 10:30. The market is found at 132 Government Complex Drive in Whiteville. Chavern Baptist Church is hosting brunch with Santa this morning from 10 to 12. There will be a reading of the Christmas story, crafts, snacks, games, and a visit from Santa. The event is free. The church is located at 504 North Howard Street in Chavern. And, of course, let's see where we're going to next. So we've got the Veterans Memorial Park. They're hosting Wreaths Across America today. The wreaths will be placed in cemeteries across the county on veterans' graves. At 5 p.m., they'll be showing the Polar Express in the Outreach Center, and Santa is going to drop by to visit. At 6:30, every Friday and Saturday night, of course, the park has its turkey shoot. Santa and his crew will be at Pearson Company from 11 until 2 today. Pearson Company is located at 4229 Sam Potts Highway in Hallsboro. Now, we have five parades, ladies and gentlemen. That's right, five parades, because all that rain messed everything up last weekend. Lake Waccamaw's parade is at 10 a.m. today. Wrigglewood will have their parade at 3, and Fair Bluff will have their parade at 5. Now, tomorrow on Sunday, Bolton will have their second annual parade. It's turning into a big, nice tradition down there. That's going to be at 3 o'clock in Bolton. And Sunday, of course, is the Whiteville Christmas Parade that starts at 6 p.m. Now, there's going to be a scaled-down version of the Christmas extravaganza downtown. There will still be some events and some vendors going on right there at the depot. So, you got the opportunity to get in the Christmas spirit this weekend, folks, whether you like it or not. Now, if you're needing to get some more Christmas shopping done for the little critters around the house, the Lake Waccamaw Depot is going to be hosting The Grinch Catches a Ride on the Polar Express. That's going to about cover everything. That's going to be tonight from 6 until 9. The children ages 1st to 5th grade can get a picture with Santa and the Grinch, read a story with Mrs. Claus, have a Christmas craft with Santa's elves, write a letter to Santa, make a cup of hot chocolate, enjoy dinner, and a movie. That's going to be in the freight room. Now, you need to go ahead and give them a call, though. There's not very many tickets left. Number is 910-770-6017, and tickets are $25. That's a donation to the museum. The depot is located at 203 Flemington Drive at Lake Waccamaw. If you are looking for a new best friend to surprise the kids with on Christmas morning, Columbus County Animal Protective Services has you covered. Adoption fees have been cut in half through December. A new cat for your lap is only $12.50. Dogs can be brought home to snuggle for $37.50. The shelter is also sponsoring a Christmas give back event where you can help your neighbors take care of their pets. They need dog houses, blankets, toys, food. Look for more on their Facebook page. Animal Protective Services can be found at 288 Legion Drive in Whiteville. Now, also coming up tomorrow, the new Mount Zion Fundraising Committee will be having a chicken salad plate and bake sale from 12 to 2 at the church's dining room. Plates are $12, and that, of course, includes chicken salad on a bed of lettuce, fruit cup, cheese, crackers, chips, and a beverage. Chicken salad on a croissant with a drink is $6, and bottled water and lemonade is $1. Now, they're going to have a good bake sale going on, too. Jessamine banana pudding for $5, cake slices for $3, and mini cakes for $5. The church is located at 1980 Mill Pond Road in Brunswick. Whew. I'm just tired of reading all this stuff, folks, but there's so much going on. It's a wonderful, busy time of the year. Thank you for being with us on the good news. And as always, we want your happy stories. Birthdays, anniversaries, awards, Good Samaritans, little kids with big fish, anything that's going on that makes you smile, there's room for it in the good news. Just email Crystal Faircloth at columbuscountynews.com. Call us at 910-234-6991. Take note of that new number. Or drop by our office at 1015 South Madison Street in Wyville. We love visitors, and if the blinds are open, we're open for business. The good news is brought to you in part by Joe's Record Service and Used Parts, 285 Vinson Boulevard in Wyville. Call 910-640-7925 or 910-642-6242. Thank you for joining us today. And for ColumbusCountyNews.com and WTXY, this is Jefferson Weaver. Thank you for sharing the good news.